I started. Oh, poor old Betty. Now, please start for Mortimer. Yes. Oh, excuse me, Betty. Here comes Dr. Furmish, Peggy's room head at school. Hello, Dr. Furmish.
Ah, a talking automobile.
Yes.
Interesting phenomenon. How do you do, motor vehicle?
No. It's not the car talking, Dr. Furmish. It's I.
Who?
Me, the father of one of your students, if Peggy meets.
Oh, how do you do, Peggy?
How do you do, No, Doctor. Peggy's a little girl. She's my father.
Oh.
No, I mean, I'm her father.
Sounds more reasonable that way.
Yes. Well, I'm certainly having trouble with Bessie.
Your daughter?
It's my car.
Oh,
yes, I'm thinking of trading her in.
Your daughter?
No, my car.
Oh?
Yes, you see, she keeps complaining that her boyfriends don't like her.
Your car?
No, daughter. If Agatha says it, I ought to get rid of her.
Agatha?
You're
my mother.
No, her mother. My gracious. But look, you see, Peggy's mother thinks that I ought to get rid of her.
The car.
Yes, the car. No, look, Peggy thinks I ought to get rid of her, too.
The car.
No. Look, and my brother-in-law is... You see, you've got me doing this, Dr. Furmish. And my brother-in-law, Louis, thinks so, too.
And what do you think?
I think we ought to get rid of Louis. Say, I know a place you could get a nice price for Louis if you drove him in on the hoof.
Oh,
say, wouldn't he look nice, though, on a plate with an apple in his mouth?
The National Broadcasting Company invites you to listen to your favorite radio family. Folks, meet the Meat. Yes, friends, once again, you're invited to Meet the Meat, the Mortimer Meats who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, things are happening in front of the little white house with the green shutters this morning as Mortimer coaxes his old car, Bessie, to start. Standing by and looking on is Peggy's roommate at school, Dr. Furman.
Oh, goodness, Dr. Furmish, I've just got to find some way to get Bessie started. My car, yes. You know, the whole family's been after me lately to trade her in on a new second-hand car.
New second-hand car?
Hmm.
Mr. Meek, you speak an extremely interesting bent English.
Yeah. Well, the family's after me because of the way Bessie's acting up.
At her age, shame on you, Bessie.
Well, she gave me good service for years, Doctor. Now, I guess it's the end of the road for her.
Excuse me, Mr. Meek. She seems to be running all right now.
Huh?
I can scarcely hear the motor.
Well, I haven't even got it started yet.
Oh. Well, that could be one explanation.
Yes. Well, I'll try her again.
Yes. Dig you up, Betty. Up and away.
Imusabi. I don't think it'll help, though. She just doesn't seem to understand me anymore when I speak to her.
Why not try one of the dead languages? A little Latin, perhaps. Mobile perpetuum.
What does that mean, Dr. Furmish?
Perpetual motion, sir. The one thing your car does not seem to have any of.
Oh, the dangling participle, Dr. Furmish.
Oh, I was a cat.
Oh, gracious, though, I can just see the end for Bessie, Doctor. There she is, standing alone and forlorn in a junkyard. In the autumn of her life. Just as the leaves are beginning to fall.
Excuse me, Miss Meek. Those aren't leaves falling.
No?
No. They're fenders.
Oh.
Daddy?
Yes, Peggy?
May I suggest something?
Yes, dear.
Why don't you hit it?
Hit poor old Bessie? Why, Peggy?
Oh, I don't mean just hit the car, Daddy. I mean hit it like Mother hits the alarm clock, the radio, and anything else that isn't running. Everything always starts after she does.
Yeah, well, I know, dear, but your mother has a green tongue.
Oh. Daddy, why don't we get a new car?
Well, daughter, that question requires a long economic answer, an answer that I'm too tired to give. But seriously, dear, we can't afford a new car.
Not even a new used car?
I beg your pardon. That sounded as though you said a new used car.
I did. I heard all about wonderful bargains on the radio.
Huh?
There's a used car dealer called the Motor Maniac.
Motor Maniac?
He has announcements on all day long. Well, here, let me tune him in on the car radio.
Hello, you and you all. This is Max, the Motor Maniac, bringing you the new used car bargains that will convulse you. Drive your old car down to the Motor Maniac. Push it down. Coax it down. And then start laughing at the ridiculous low prices the Motor Maniac is asking for new used cars. Come on. Come on. The Motor Maniac is waiting for you. Drive it. Buy it. And if you don't like it, your money cheerfully refunded by the Motor Maniac.
Gee, Daddy, doesn't he sound simply wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Or wonderfully simple. No, dear, we can't afford even the Motor Maniac. I'm afraid old Becky will just have to do.
Oh, but Daddy, the car is so disgraceful.
Yeah, well, she is a little shabby. Her fenders are high, her windshield's straight, and she has no long flowing lines. In short, daughter, she just doesn't have that new look.
Besides, not that I'm complaining, but the kids at school do rag me about the car. And Mother...
What do they say about your mother?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, I suppose I shouldn't tell you this, Dad. But the reason Mother's been taking the bus to a Tuesday club meeting is that she's ashamed of the car.
What? Agatha ashamed? Oh, poor old Bessie.
And furthermore, she... Golly, Dad, here comes Mother.
Bessie, now you just got to start now. If you don't, you're done for. Well, I guess I'll have to do it, old girl. Bessie. Here comes Agatha.
Oh, golly, Daddy, that did it.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry to scare you like that, Bessie, but it's for your own good. Here, hop in, Peggy.
How are you?
Yeah. And please now, don't mention the Motor Maniac. Motor Maniac.
Dear, watch where you're driving.
Huh?
There's a car up ahead. There's a little girl standing on the curb. And be careful about that dog running across the street.
Oh, now, Agatha, dear, the car up ahead's two blocks away, and the little girl's across the street, and the dog is walking in the opposite direction.
Well, just the same, be careful. The car is old, you know.
Well, now, Bessie's not so old. Watch where you're going, you reckless.
That's telling him, Daddy. Daddy, can't you coax just a little more speed out of Bessie? I'm supposed to meet the girls at Green's drugstore, and if you could go just a little faster...
He can't see, but the car can't.
I don't think you've got much right to talk, Louie, the way you drive. Always watching the girls instead of the traffic lights.
But, Aggie, if I whistle at the traffic lights, people think I'm crazy.
Look out, Mortimer.
Yes?
Here comes another car.
Oh, my gracious, you're right. And there's a woman driving it, too.
Well, give her half the road.
Well, I will, dear, just as soon as she decides which half she wants.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bell.
Mrs. Bell.
Well, she didn't answer me. She snubbed me. And do you know why, Mortimer?
No, dear. Miss Abby, but you didn't know what was coming.
It's because of this horrible old wreck you make me ride around in.
Oh, now, Agatha, Bessie's not as bad as all of that. Now, is she, Peggy?
Well, Dad, she isn't much like the new car.
I'll say she ain't. I've seen cement mixtures with a lot more class and two more cylinders.
Now, Louie, this car has plenty of service in her yet.
Oh, plenty of service. Listen, Morty, why don't you take the padlock off your pocketbook and get a car with doors on the side instead of one in the back?
Oh, but, Louie, I just can't afford a new car.
More than a meet, that isn't the reason at all, and you know it. It's because you actually like this old thing. Sometimes I think you care more for this car than you do for me, don't you? Well, why don't you say something?
No, Angie. You're much nicer than Bessie. Don't be sensitive, Bessie, now, please.
I knew it. She's gasping for breath again.
Mortimer, if we break down again in the middle of town and have everybody laughing at us, I'll leave you. Unless you get a new car.
Oh, I guess now you don't really mean that.
No, not really.
No.
Well, I mean it. I will leave.
What'd you say, Louie?
I said I'd leave, too. Hey, why did you make me repeat that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just enjoyed the sound of it.
I don't like the way you said that.
Gracious, Louie. Please, now, don't shout so loud. Bessie's wiring system's awful sensitive.
Oh, gee, Dad, look. There's Jill in their brand new car. Hiya, Jill. Gosh, she looks happy. And comfortable.
Happy and comfortable.
Yes. Mrs. Donovan's been gloating about it for a week. You should have heard her at the club meeting last Tuesday. Our new car has this, and our new car has that. What's our car got, I'd like to know?
Hoop and cough with a touch of asthma from the sound of it.
Oh, no wonder Bessie's coughing. It's cold out today.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen to me, Morty. You've got to get a new car or else. You're ruining the whole family's reputation with this junk heap jalopy, this rusty rattle trap, this Weezer and wheel.
Now, really, stop.
Off beaten mouth trap, this worn out wheelbarrow.
There. I hope you're satisfied. Now, look what you did. Bessie, stop. You insulted her.
All right, everybody out. This is as far as she goes.
This doggone burned out old gas. Bucket! Oh!
And it serves you right, Louie, for kicking Bessie.
Well, Mortimer, I warned you what I'd do if this car broke down again.
Oh, but Agatha, I think I can fix her. I've got a genius for fixing Bessie.
Well, you'd better call him up and have him fix her. As far as I'm concerned, this car is beyond repair.
But Agatha...
I'm going on downtown. On foot. I shall never set foot in this car again.
Me either. Oh, my foot.
Oh, come, Louie. We'll walk down together.
Pretend you don't even know this car.
Sure, sis. To the car's owner, either. My arm, Mrs. Lee.
Oh,
I'm still here, Dad.
Thank you, dear. Well, now you go on and meet your girlfriend.
Daddy, I can't leave you when you're feeling low like this.
Well, that's very sweet of you, dear, but now you go ahead. Because I am going on down to see your friend, the Motor Maniac.
Oh, Ted, you're not.
Yes, here I am. Just as soon as I say a last cheerful goodbye to good old Bessie.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
There's a sucker just pulled up at the curb.
All right?
No. He's headed for the Motor Maniac like all the rest of them. Doggone those honest, reliable automobile dealers anyway.
Yeah. They ruin things for us.
Hey, I'm going to try to steer him in here. You hang around. And keep awake.
Okay. Just because you got boring.
Hello, my friend. Think we've been expecting you.
Oh, you have? Well, but I'm going across the street to the Motor Maniac.
The Motor Maniac. Just because he advertises on the radio.
Well?
Just because he makes with the flash. My friend, you owe it to yourself to stop in here first. Do you know that you're standing on the threshold of automotive opportunity?
By me, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Through these portals pass the most beautiful cars in the world. Any minute now, you would experience the thrill of a brand new, reconditioned, special Super Deluxe Backfire straight eight.
Oh, my gracious, I can never afford a Backfire.
Then you're looking for one of our special bargains in first-hand, second-hand cars.
Oh.
Just look at this one. A genuine, rebuilt, streamlined Fanatec.
Oh, Fanatec. I beg your pardon, but what is a Fanatec?
Well, for that matter, what's a Rolls Royce? But let's not get off the subject.
No.
This little beauty you see before you is one of the finest examples of the mechanical age. Completely rebuilt from the ground up to the running board.
Yes.
Where shall we deliver it?
Oh, now, please, you don't understand. You see, I don't want to buy a car right away. I just want to get this one fixed.
What one fixed?
The one I just got out of. Bessie here. My gracious, you're looking at my car as though it was the first car you ever saw.
I think it is.
Well, how much will it cost to get it fixed?
What's wrong with it?
Well, I'm not sure, but I...
That'll be just exactly $72.44.
Very reasonable. $72?
And 44 cents. Don't forget the fashion.
It's meat. Mortimer meat. Well, I'm awfully sorry, but I can't pay that much. Say, anyway, all I think that's wrong with Bessie is a cracked spark plug. So if you just sell me a nickel's worth of wire to wrap around it, I think I could drive it right home.
Ah, just a minute, sir. I couldn't think of letting you drive away without giving your car our free checkup.
Free checkup?
That's right, Mac.
Me.
The checkup will cost you a cent until you check up. Now, this sender, doesn't it seem a trifle loose?
Well, I don't know, is it?
Is it, he asked. Listen, Mac.
Yeah, it does sound a little loose. Well, Louie, you don't jump up and down on it now. Oh, my goodness, you broke it off.
What was holding it on? Dental floss? And now, this radio. It's just hanging by a thread.
Oh.
You should have used two threads. Now, look at these tires.
Just a minute.
How much would you charge to stop checking up on my car?
Look, we'll skip the tires and check the body. Just look at that body.
Well?
It's balanced like the national budget.
Oh. I'll cut it out, will you? Oh, my poor little Bessie.
Now, as I was saying, you are in the market for another car, aren't you?
Well, I guess I am now. Poor Bessie. Look, you see that she gets a decent burial.
Don't you worry, Max. I'll take care of everything. Now, cheer up. I can fix you up with a car you want in 5 minutes.
Well, I'm not sure that I want...
What's the matter? No money?
Well, I have a little money, but...
Got a house, life insurance, a job, a watch, a set of false teeth?
Well...
Then you're all set. Hmm? Just leave your glasses and your overcoat with us for security.
Now, you listen to me, please. I can't possibly buy a car without my wife, my brother-in-law, and my daughter.
You don't need the neighbor's approval?
Well,
don't you worry one little bit. You go ahead and browse around among the cars and pick out the one you want.
But, mister...
Relax, Matt, relax.
But, mister, brother...
When your wife sees you drive home in that car, she'll love you to pieces.
Hmm.
Your daughter will climb up on your knee, and your brother-in-law...
Oh, don't worry about my brother-in-law. He'll find something else to complain about. Well, lead on. I'll follow, said the little lamb being led to the slaughter.
But, Eddie, if this darn knee ain't loaded with dough, what good does it do us looking at the jalopy?
You're missing the point, Joe. Did you see that car of his out in front?
Yeah.
It's a genuine road rocket.
Hey, no kidding.
Yeah.
A real road rocket?
Yeah. They really built motors into those babies. Now listen, I know an old guy with plenty of rocks who collects road rockets. We fix Leek's car up, get her running like a watch, and sell it for a couple of grand.
A couple of grand?
Meantime, we unload one of those other jalopies on Leek.
Listen, you think he'll fall for one of them hand-painted pushmobiles?
I'll make him fall. I'll give him the on-approval routine. He can take the orange-colored crate home to show his family. Only it breaks down when he brings it back.
Sure.
And even before he brings it back. And when he walks in, I shake my head sadly and say, sorry, Matt, you're wrecked. Now
you gotta buy it. Great idea. In the meantime, I go to work on his road rocket. And by tomorrow, I get it fixed so we won't recognize it.
Right. And I unload it for $2,000. Well, wish me luck, partner. I'm ready to fleece the land.
And so, Max, my partner and I have decided to let you take out one of our superb reconditioned models on approval.
Well, but what if my family don't like it?
Then you just bring the car right back here, and you'll be under no obligation at all.
Well, that sure sounds fair enough.
It sure does. Of course, if anything should happen to the car while you had it, you naturally would be responsible.
Oh, naturally.
You're a careful driver, I take it?
Yeah, very careful.
Fine. Now, how do you like this model, Max? Pretty gay and fancy, eh?
Well, it certainly looks snappy.
Just you step in and try it on upholstery.
Yeah. Oh, my gracious.
Don't those springs feel wonderful?
Yes, and they look good, too. If this one's kind of sticking up.
We'll give you an allowance for that.
Well, I'd rather have a patch for my pants.
I'll tell you what, Max.
Eh?
You drive the car home. Let your family see it. If they like it, and I know they will, drive it back, and we'll throw in a two-pants suit to bind the bargain. What do you say, Max?
Well, okay, but I still like seat springs that are under the seats.
Hey, Peggy.
Over here, dear.
Why, Dad, where on earth did you get the car?
Oh, well, how do you like it, dear?
Ooh, that color. It looks like one of Uncle Louie's neckties.
Mm.
You haven't bought it, have you?
Well, just on approval, Peggy. Just on approval.
Well, I, for one, don't approve. And when Mother sees it...
Yes, I was afraid of that. Oh, well, we'll show it to her, and then I can take it back.
Oh, I'm glad of that. I'd hate to have to wear dark glasses all the time.
Hiya, Peggy. Say, hey.
Huh?
Holy smoke! Morty! Where did you get that snappy car? Oh, Daruli, this is more like it.
You like it, don't you, Uncle Louie?
Like it? Oh, I'm crazy for it. Brother, will I make time with all the classy tomatoes in this town in that grade? Oh,
see what I mean about next time there?
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, boy, what a paint job. What a paint job. Why, it looks like an orange sunburst.
Yeah. Well, climb in here in the shade, Louie, and we'll drive home and show that sunburst to Agatha. But, Agatha, you told me to buy another car.
Oh, yes, but I meant a motor car, not a circus car. Oh, Mortimer, how could you have bought this orange atrocity?
Yeah, well, I didn't buy it, dear. I only took it on approval. The man said I could take it back if you didn't like it.
Well, I certainly don't like it.
Oh, Aggie, just when I had my Saturday night all planned.
I'm sorry, Louie, but we need a car that's more conservative.
Well, then suppose we all drive back to the place and pick out a car that we all like.
Mortimer, I can't now. Dinner's on the stove.
But it'll be too late after dinner.
Then we'll all go down tomorrow morning. And for heaven's sake, Mortimer, hide that thing in the garage before our neighbors see it.
Morning, Joe.
Morning, Eddie.
How do you like the way the boys have doctored up this old road rocket?
Oh, boy, they really give it to work, didn't they? You never know, it was the one that little guy Meek drove in yesterday.
Ah, it's got class, real class.
Yeah.
And it's going to bring us a couple of grand. I got that old guy that's nuts about road racket coming in this morning.
Hey, I wonder how that little Meek squeak made out in the doped up jalopy we palmed off on him yesterday, yeah?
He'll probably come in with our wheels in his hand. It was stuck together with chewing gum.
You're telling me who chewed the gum? Hey, don't look now, but ain't that Meek driving up in that painted over push car?
It can't be.
I know it can't, but it is.
Well, good morning, good morning. I'm back, you see.
I see.
Yes, well, this is my wife and my daughter, Miss Sue.
What do you mean by trying to sell my husband this disgraceful-looking car?
I'm sorry, madam. I thought you'd like it.
Well, we don't. We loathe it.
You understand how it is, don't you? They loathe it.
But, Mr. Meek, maybe if we change the color.
Oh, speaking of color, now there's a lovely color on that car over there. Don't you think so, Peggy?
Oh, I like the color, Mother, but the lines are pretty old-fashioned, don't you think?
Come, dear, I want to look at it. Mortimer, simply tell him we don't want the car.
You simply tell him we don't use it. Mister... Simply tell you, I mean, we simply don't want the car, like my wife says.
Come over here, Daddy. Mother wants you to look at this car.
Yes, dear. Here are the keys to the car that you let me have on approval. Now, if you will excuse me, please. Say, that is a nice open car, Agatha.
Hey, Eddie. Eddie, you got to stop him. The car there's so nothing about is the road rebuilt road rocket.
I know. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. And if he gets wise, there goes our profit. You get him away from that car, you hear?
No, wait, Joe. They're interested in it. Okay. So we let them buy back their own car.
Hey, what are you, completely nuts?
Nuts? Listen. Why should we discriminate against that poor little guy? His money's as good as anybody else's. Let me handle this.
Gladly. Something tells me this is going to be a peculiar kind of sale.
Well, my friend... How do you like this model?
Oh, I think it's very aristocratic. Mm-hmm. We will sell a road rocket, an older model, of course. Didn't we, dear?
Yes, we did.
What's up, Daddy?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, sir, since the lady of the house seems to like the car so well, if you just let your pen glide over the dotted line, you can drive this beautiful car right out.
Well, how much are you asking?
It's practically a steal.
I'm beginning to think so, too. And how much did you say?
Oh, we'll let it go for $2,000.
$2,000?
You said what was the asking price. Now I'll give you the selling price. $1,000.
Yeah.
Now, don't you feel better?
$1,000?
Make it $990. We'll allow you $10 on the old wreck you drove in here.
Yo, $10 for Bessie?
Here, here. And let me convince you. Just wait until you hear this motor running. There. Just listen to her purr.
My gracious, sure runs smooth. Even smoother than Bessie.
Oh, Mortimer, can't you ever forget about that awful old car?
Oh, but Agatha, dear, how can I ever forget Bessie? Something tells me that I'll never forget good old Bessie.
Mortimer, what is this?
I'll cut the motor now. And here's the contract. Oh, you just signed here.
Young man, I won't sign there or anywhere else. Look, I want my old car back. I want Bessie.
But this car is so much better than...
I want Bessie.
Mortimer, what's gotten into you?
I think I know, Mom, and it's good.
Now, look, be reasonable, man. Let's talk this over.
No, Ed, let's not talk this over. Let's quit this shally-shally. Let's quit this now and bring my old car out. I want to do a little comparing between the two models. I want to see Bessie side by side with this car.
We'll give it to him, Daddy.
Yes.
Listen, mister, you better bring Bessie around.
Yeah.
When my father makes up his mind to something, he stays right with it.
Ready.
And maybe you don't know about Mortimer Meek. Well, let me tell you a thing or two. Tell him about the time your testimony sent that gang of blackmailers to prison, Daddy.
Blackmailers to prison, yes. Well, I think the gentleman understands.
Well, gosh,
Or about the time you rounded up that gang of counterfeiters who threatened you with a bomb.
Mm. Well, mister, do I get my old car back or not?
Well, you see, that is...
prison bomb. Mortimer!
Now, let me handle this, dear. Well, sir, do I get my old car, or should we all adjourn to the police station and have a talk about its trespass and conversion?
And the blue skylark.
Yes.
Oh, if
I had wings, no, the peace. Look, I'll give you exactly 10 seconds. One, two, three. Okay, you win. Here, take your car.
What? You mean this lovely car?
Mother, it's good old Bessie. She's had her face lifted, her makeup changed, and she's wearing that new look.
Of course, Matt.
Hey, sure.
Of course, sir.
Yes.
You pay for the repair work done.
Oh, gladly. As I recall it, I came in for some wire or a spark plug.
Oh, that'll be 25 cents.
Hmm. Now, here you are, my man. It's 25 cents. Yes. And here is a dime for you. After all, you have gone to considerable trouble.
Oh, Mortimer, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much, dear. Thank you. Now, get in, won't you? And you too, Peggy.
Hey, gladly, Daddy. Father, you're wonderful.
Yes.
Would you all mind leaving now?
Gladly, Max. Well, here we go. Come on, Betty. Knock on your wheels. And
Mr. Meek is played by Forrest Lewis, Mrs. Meek by Viola Berwick, Peggy by Burl Vaughn, Louie by Cliff Sevier, Dr. Furmish by Sherman Marks, and Eddie by Burr Lee. Meet the Meek is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us again next Saturday over these same stations when the National Broadcasting Company again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.